From her earliest memories, Janet Oliver was different than every other child she knew in her suburb of Little Rock, Arkansas. Her father was a white civil rights lawyer, her mother black, and the adults around her, particularly the women in her matriarchal family, pushed her to greatness.
The women around me said, "You will get an education, you will leave Arkansas, and you will have a life." I was self-directed, I was opinionated, I was intelligent, I was articulate, and I was also obedient, so I think they liked that factor far more.
Obedience only went so far. The great aunt who raised her nudged her to pursue teaching or to become a lawyer. Oliver wanted to be an actress.
I was always pretending. I was always singing. I was always acting, and it was what I loved. It was my passion. And I can remember walking into my aunt's bedroom and saying, "I've decided to study theater." Oh my God, you could have cut it with a knife.
You can't be pregnant. You can't. You're 18.
Oliver is in rehearsal for the new show through Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective called Eleemosynary.
Mother, I am.
You're about to go to college.
I can't help that.
Well, of course you can. Your college career.
My college career? I'm going to be a mother.
No. No, 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 you're not. You don't have to be.
Of course I have to.
No, you don't. Think about it.
I never wanted to live in L.A. or New York. I've been to both cities. I have friends who are professional actors in both cities. I have no interest in that kind of pressure. Having a home was more important to me than having a career.
Oliver settled happily into a career in human resources, mostly for Asheville banks. But race has always underscored her life. During the 1960s, Oliver was among the first wave of integration from black schools to segregated public schools. She understood she was a lesbian at a time when the notion of coming out to anyone was absurd, let alone to the black women in her family. When Oliver came to Asheville 32 years ago, she struggled to meet more than a few other black actresses, and even more rare were roles for those actresses. She thanks Asheville Community Theater and Different Strokes for being the first locally to change that dynamic.
I could pass for white, I could pass for Hispanic, I can play almost any race, and so that was also a blessing. I've lost a few roles because I was told I was too refined for them and that they were looking specifically for something more ethnic, more street, more whatever they wanted to call the role.
Oliver might seem an odd casting for a role in Eleemosynary that she considers light and joyful. In her offstage life, Oliver comes across as direct and self-serious.
You could be more. You could be something else.
I don't want to be anything more.
You are. We can't help what God made us. If you hadn't been born the way you are, I could have waggled those letters over your crib forever. Nothing would have come of it. If you have a baby now, your father will think, "Fine. She's just a woman. Like I said all along, I'll find her a husband." And he will, too. And we won't be able to stop him.
I'm not someone that you can get to quickly. I don't open up to a lot of people. But when I do, you get the whole piece of me. And that's lovely.
And Oliver long ago gave up the notion of theater as a career pursuit.
In my teens and my 20s, I was driven to act. I was driven to get every role I could possibly find. I was driven to make money when I was working in human resources. And I was lucky to retire at 50. And I've discovered that the people that circle you, the people that become your family, are the things that are important as you get older. And so I've been lucky to create that, to have a circle of people around me who love me and who support me, and I do the same for them.
You can see Janet Oliver on stage in Different Strokes staging of Eleemosynary June 14th through 30th at the BB Theater in downtown Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.